Okay. And that's pretty much all of the questions that I have, but if there's anything else that you'd like to add or anything that's really important to you in identifying as Kiksetti Yeti, I'd love to be able to include it. And it's okay if there's not anything else.
Well, I think that as a child, being raised by my grandparents and who they were, and they were well aware of who they were when they raised me, they gave me a lot of pride in my culture and pride in who I was and the importance of my clan. And consequently, it was very important for me to be adopted into the Kiksetti clan. Unfortunately, my mother never returned to Unalaska, and she did not share that much about her Aleut culture with us. Hmm. And none of us have returned to Unalaska or Dutch Harbor. And we knew some of our relatives, but the culture was not shared with us, which was really, really too bad.
Are you still interested in perhaps someday visiting Dutch Harbor?
Oh, yes, we all would like to go visit Dutch Harbor at some point to go see.
I have a friend who's Aleut from ADAC.
Oh.
And he says, oh, you should go out there with me sometime, and I'd love to. I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
I went to the Festival of Native Art last year in Fairbanks.
Oh.
And the Aleuts put on a really great show, and they have these reeds, these plants that with seeds inside, and when they waved them, they just made clouds of these seeds as they danced.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really a neat experience. Yeah, I hope you get to experience that someday.
There's a Coven Pettigrew, Ethan Pettigrew. He works at the Cultural Center in Anchorage, and he's Aleut. He's from ADAC. And he grew up here in Wrangell, and he used to dance with us, with our dance group. And he was very proud, and he was an awesome Tlingit dancer. Mm-hmm. And then he moved up there, and he got married, and they had children, and they just thoroughly immersed themselves in the Aleut culture. And he was very proud of his Aleut culture, and became one of the most renowned dance groups, Aleut dance groups in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Wow.
To watch him.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Neat. But he still dances with us every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Will you be at Celebration?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going?
Yes. It'll be my first time. I worked for Sea Alaska Heritage for a while.
Oh.
And so I'm going back down to volunteer with them throughout the week. So I'll be helping. Yeah.
Should be good. Yeah. My daughter, Dixie Hutchinson, she works for Sea Alaska.
Oh, yes. I know
That's
Dixie.
That's my daughter.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was on the second floor of the Sea Alaska building one day, and she said, "You're the frog guy from Wrangell, right?" I'm like, "You're a Wranglelite." So we always kind of, on the elevator, talked about Wrangell.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very nice.
And then Kathy Dow. She's at the Sea Alaska Heritage Fund.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kathy.
The media?
Yeah, the media.
Oh, cool.
She's married to my nephew.
Oh, neat. And what's his name?
Brad Fletch.
That's great. I'm glad I had the experience of working there. I got to meet so many people, not just with the heritage, but because everybody's in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, meet everyone.
Yeah.
And they always, a lot of the people that are in the administration there are from Klukwan, or their Shingu KD. And so they always, you know, pick Klut One, you know, first sometimes. And a lot of northern tribes got preference. So every time I could, and they were talking about grants, I said, nope, you got to include Wrangell. You got to include Wrangell. So hopefully.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I hope that works out in some way.
We can always use some extra help for boosting our Wrangell.
Yeah. And there's a new program. They got an Alaska Native Education Program grant for systems with the Crossings program.
Oh.
Where they bring in Native youth from around Southeast to Wrangell in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So we're starting a service learning project with them. They'll get to document frogs on the landscape, take pictures of them, and submit them to the database. And the kid that submits the most complete vouchers will get to go to a scientific conference with me next year in New Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. We're working with Wrangell, Klawak, Craig, Heidelberg, and Metlakatla.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Trying to promote more frog people.
Well, thank you very much. We can use all the help we can get.
No problem. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.